While at Fort Drum this week talking about biomass fuel, Governor Andrew Cuomo chimed in on another energy issue, one much more likely to strike nerves in the North Country, the state's new Article 10 law. WRVO's Joanna Richards reports.
The Article 10 law creates a streamlined statewide process for locating power plants, including wind farms. Companies can opt for local review of power projects or can apply for review by the state Article 10 board, which allows for input but not ultimate decision-making authority from local communities that could host projects. Governor Cuomo said the law is all about striking a balance when it comes to new power facilities.
You need to site power plants, energy plants, if you want to fuel an economy, pardon the pun. And the Article 10 law, I believe, is an intelligent balance between local input, but still a process that can be done and can be done expeditiously.
The law is a sore subject for some communities that have struggled at length with drafting their own rules governing commercial wind turbines. That includes the Jefferson County town of Cape Vincent. Some officials there say the law overrides the principle of home rule, of communities charting their own course and determining their own destinies with such major projects. The town of Cape Vincent just passed a strict new zoning law governing wind development, and it did so with one eye firmly on Article 10 standards, which say the board can only overrule local review based on unreasonableness of local laws governing power projects. Bob Brown chaired the town's zoning law rewrite committee.
As long as the Article 10 board recognizes it was done for the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens, that they will not override the law. And that's what our intent was, to write a law that would not prohibit, but would discourage, and that would not be overthrown by Article 10.
Cuomo said home rule isn't the only value at stake in the debate.
I think home rule, what we call home rule, is very important, where a locality decides their destiny. There also has to be a reasonableness, because we have to remember at the end of the day, we need power.
Cuomo emphasized the importance of power projects to a healthy state economy.
So you can't say no to wind and no to solar and no to biomass and no to power plants and then say, I want jobs and I want a thriving economy. That's the balance we have to reach.
Cape Vincent and potential wind power developer BP are jockeying for control. As the new strict zoning law was being developed, Cape Vincent's Brown says, the town learned that BP intends to try to override the local rules by appealing to the new Article 10 process instead.
They sent a letter that we were made aware of without, they sent no copy to Cape Vincent, to the Article 10 board saying that they intended to pursue it through Article 10.
The Cape Vincent Town Council recommended the planning board throw out a partial application for a wind farm from BP. There had been no activity on the application for over a year. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.